4. Chance and Connections. Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, a former professor and sociologist, had done tours in Washington with four administrations and been in the U.S. Senate since 1977. He was a shrewd operator who could usually get what he wanted. But in the spring of 1991, the tall New York Democrat with an owlish visage and a mop of silver hair had hit a wall with his recommendations to Republican President George H.W. Bush for federal judgeships. Among them was the name of Sonia Sotomayor. Moynihan needed leverage, and he was considering blocking Senate action on another judicial candidate, Michael Luttig, a Justice Department lawyer and rising Republican star, until the administration acted on his recommendations. Sotomayor represented much of Moynihan's life's work. As a scholar of demographics and a leading but often controversial voice on racial and ethnic policy, long before he met her in the early 1990s, he had been studying people like her, focusing on ethnic aspiration and assimilation, most notably in Beyond the Melting Pot. Now, as a senator, he was seeking diverse candidates such as Sotomayor to recommend for the federal trial court in New York. Appointments to the federal bench were the president's to make, with, as the Constitution dictates, the advice and consent of the Senate. For openings on the district courts, home state senators made recommendations to the president, and they were usually accepted. For the next levels up, the U.S. appeals courts and Supreme Court, presidents jealously guarded and controlled nomination choices. Soon after Moynihan was elected senator, he sought a more substantive role in the judicial selection process and instituted two new practices for his recommendations for the district court. First, he established a screening committee for nominees. If a panel of lawyers handled suggestions from the legal community and interviewed candidates he believed, he would have stronger nominees to pass on to the president. Moynihan also thought that New York's two senators should have a say in judicial recommendations made to the president, regardless of their political party. Traditionally, only a senator from the party controlling the White House made trial judge suggestions.